The conclusion.
No matter what kind of speech you are giving, the conclusion has two major functions. To let the audience know you are ending the speech, to reinforce the audience's understanding of or commitment to the central idea. Let us look at each.
Signal the end of the speech.
How do you let an audience know your speech is ending? One way is through what you say. In conclusion, one last thought, in closing, my purpose has been, let me end by saying, these are all brief cues that you are getting ready to stop. You can also let your audience know the end is in sight by your manner of delivery. The conclusion is the climax of a speech. A speaker who is carefully built to a peak of interest and involvement will not need to say anything like, in conclusion. By use of the voice, its tone, pacing, intonation, and rhythm, a speaker can build the momentum of a speech so there is no doubt when it is over. One method of doing this has been likened to a musical crescendo. As in a symphony in which one instrument after another joins in until the entire orchestra is playing, the speech builds in force until it reaches a zenith of power and intensity. This does not mean simply getting louder and louder. It is a combination of many things, including vocal pitch, choice of words, dramatic content, gestures, pauses, and possibly loudness. A superb example of this method is the memorable conclusion to Martin Luther King's "I've Been to the Mountaintop," the speech he delivered the night before he was assassinated in April 1968. Speaking to an audience of 2,000 people in Memphis, Tennessee, he ended his speech with a stirring declaration that the civil rights movement would succeed despite the many threats on his life. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I am happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Another effective method might be compared to the dissolve ending of a concert song that evokes deep emotions. The song seems to fade away while the light on the singer shrinks gradually to a smaller and smaller circle, until it lights only the face, then the eyes. Finally, it is a pinpoint, and disappears with the last note of the song. Here is a speech ending that does much the same thing. It is from General Douglas MacArthur's moving farewell to the cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. In my dreams, I hear again the crash of guns, the rattle of musketry, the strange, mournful mutter of the battlefield. But in the evening of my memory, always I come back to West Point. Always there echoes and re-echoes duty, honor, country. Today marks my final roll call with you. But I want you to know that when I cross the river, my last conscious thoughts will be of the Corps, and the Corps, and the Corps. I bid you farewell. The final words fade like the spotlight, bringing the speech to an emotional close.